Okay, by me.
If we're going to start, we're going to try and stay on task and not keep everybody in here till 6 o'clock tonight. So,
have a roll call. Ross Davis. Bill Ray. Yvonne Cruz.
Okay. Here.
Christina Ross. Miller.
Here.
Dave Gibbous. Simon Ponder.
Here.
Tanya Walker.
Here. And
Bill
to be
Ray's
clear.
On his way.
Right.
Val just came and said.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody should have been emailed, if I'm correct, January's minutes, correct? Was there a meeting in February?
No.
So everybody was emailed January's minutes? Did everybody have an opportunity to review them?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to approve those minutes as presented?
A motion in January meeting minutes be approved as reported.
Hearing a motion and a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. We would approve those minutes. Next, unfinished business. Correct. There's no public comment, no persons wishing to appear, right?
Nope.
So unfinished business. No unfinished business? New business? No new business? Staff report, starting with project update. Who's in charge of that?
Kathy.
We will come back to that. Parks operations.
More.
You're on deck.
All right.
Wow, that was quick.
I like this.
Chop, chop.
So we just finished the restrooms at Tom's Park. And we tried to get a contractor to come into the sidewalk. An ADA sidewalk for us, but that was next to impossible.
Oh, good.
So my project crew actually did it themselves, and we have a ADA sign off.
Very nice.
Bathrooms, they just applied, put an application in for occupancy, and should be good to go here in the next couple days.
Is that it for parks operations?
No. We're getting ready to
speak up.
We're getting ready to start the Fort King project, reconstruction project. We have a meeting with the tree commission on the 21st. Once that's done, we'll be ready to move forward on clearing trees and starting the project itself, with land clearing being the first thing that needs to happen. And Elizabeth Corman, which I think most of you know, is working on the playground on 28th. We've picked out a playground. We got a grant. We did a little work, and essentially what it came down to, we had about $50,000 to spend. We got another $38,000 free.
Nice.
From the company, and applied for a grant with them, got it from them. And we've picked out a playground. I'll be forwarding that to Kathy here shortly so she can see what it looks like. But it's going to be a great climbing, almost like a ropes course, but it's a combination of ropes and bars. Not a lot of obstacles or panels or things like that. It's kind of transparent to see through, so it's really nice.
Did you determine the location that where you want to put the extra equipment?
No, that changed. What happened was the rep that we spoke with, originally when we went for this grant, we went for it because we wanted to use it to get the grant and use, we were told we could use it elsewhere. That changed. The rules changed last year, and it has to be used on the same project.
Okay.
So in turn, we got a bigger playground than what we expected.
Okay.
And it's a really, really nice playground. I can tell you the color schemes are the city colors for this playground.
I was not aware the city had colors. Yeah, I'm assuming they're blue.
The city's logo, which is on the name, on the name tag.
It's brown, blue, and orange.
It's got like a little
it's going to have the blue, the orange, and some of the green in it. And then the surface will be brown.
And so just so you know, too, this is one of those playgrounds. This is one of those projects that was a new stormwater retention area going in. And now when they're putting new retention areas
right.
in, they're trying, if they're acquiring property, they're trying to acquire enough that they can incorporate a park into that. And so that's, so stormwater is actually paying for the playground, and then the grant, the company we're getting it from is giving a grant for additional.
For the equipment.
They give us an additional $38,000.
Nice.
We could apply for up to 50. We got.
So that goes in their budget?
Stormwater's paid for the.
Yeah, it'll become our park when it's done. We'll absorb the park, but they're paying for it out of their pockets.
Where is this? On
28th off Bonnie Heath. So if you go past the Winn-Dixie, turn right, and then go right down the road before you hit the condominiums on the left-hand side.
It's public housing or something.
28th.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm trying to think where
down 14th Street, take a right on 28th
Street,
Avenue.
East-west here.
Cat. Courts, avenues, and terraces go north and south.
I was on 28th Street and I couldn't find a lot there.
Yeah, it's. I think it'll be good. We've gotten with. I've put Kiefer in contact with one of their gals, Maxine, who does programming. Starting to do programming, and we're going to do programming there as well, and offer programming on the retention pond and aquatics, and as well as the flora in the area because it's a large wooded lot.
I thought you guys took all the trees off, so it's not wooded anymore.
They took a lot. No, there's still trees towards the backside. There's still quite a bit.
Yeah, the backside's really nice and shady, and it's nice.
Next issue for parks.
That should be up.
Okay, we'll back up and go back to project update. Kathy?
So, did you update them on the farm market part?
Oh, no, I didn't.
So, they put in a new playground at the farm market. The Downtown Business Alliance gave us funding to buy a tractor-looking playground. So, that went in right next to it. It was intended to be so that the farm market, you know, you come out on a Saturday morning, it's more a family experience, trip to the park kind of thing. So. The Lily and Bryant splash pad is well underway, making a lot of progress on that. We're hoping to schedule the grand opening for that on May 20th, which is National Kids to Parks Day. And so Darren over at Lily and Bryant will be scheduling, you know, he'll be scheduling a grand opening celebration, and we'll have a picnic and have the community out. And the restrooms over there have to be renovated as well to be compliant with the state requirements. This will operate and be permitted just like a swimming pool is, because the water recirculates. The restrooms won't be done in time, and so we thought that was going to slow up getting it open, but we went yesterday to a meeting with the state. They approved a waiver to allow us to use a portable trailer restroom type thing. So we're working on getting all that lined up now, and so we'll have a splash pad for the kids to play on in the summer. It'll be really nice.
Nobody's working today.
No?
No.
Good grief.
No activity.
So good.
I have a picture here of the tractor. If y'all want to see it.
Yeah. When did you guys put that in, the tractor? Because I think
we put it in three weeks ago.
Because I usually go every weekend to the farmer's market. I didn't notice the tractor.
Yeah, it's in the lot next to DBA, just south of it.
Is that it for project updates?
I think that's the gist of them. We have another little park going in, Merrimere Park. It's technically considered the northwest section, but it really feels northeast-ish. We got a grant from the Junior League to fund half of that, and so we'll be putting that playground in and creating a little neighborhood park there. And we're going to be putting, Junior League also gave us, was it $20,000? Right, but we paid for some of it. So we're putting another group, family pavilion, similar to the one out here at Tuscola Playground, the gazebo-looking one. We're going to be putting one of those at Scott Springs. Junior League paid for half of that.
And we're also going to move the existing one close to it by the playground, which will give us two rental spots there.
It's a pretty busy place for people to have birthday parties and that sort of thing, so we're Just trying to get all that lined up. And that's probably the gist of it for projects. Yeah.
Okay, we need recreation.
At those.
Say again?
We need electricity at those pavilions.
Scott Springs is a hard one. There's no power anywhere.
I mean, there's no power at MLK. There's none at Lillian Bryant. They need electricity.
I wonder why that is.
Only place there's electricity, I think, is at 36.
At Derby Camp? Mm-hmm.
They got lights and electricity there. We have neither.
But there's not lights inside of...
You have neither at the
park. At MLK, there's not now.
No, there's nothing at neither park.
There's none here.
I didn't realize we didn't have electricity at Lily and Brian until the...
This one actually stays lit up with the park
somebody lights. Up there, so.
Recreation?
So... I'm John Spencer.
Have we introduced John?
Not yet.
Hi, John.
So meet John Spencer, our new Recreation Division head.
Yeah, so I get a little bit, I guess, about myself. I come from Pennsylvania. So if I sound different or say talk funny, that's probably why. But yeah, so my background, I've been in recreation about 20 years. I came from a county system in southeastern Pennsylvania. Went to Penn State for recreation of parks. I've been around doing a little bit of everything. So this is my finishing up my first month, I think, about. So here I am. Recreation stuff. The staff, we're working on some getting the seasonal, getting the ball rolling for seasonal hiring for the camps and lifeguards and the aquatic staff. So that's starting the process. Along with that, we're kind of re-looking at some of the aquatic things. Carla's will be over both pools this year, and we're kind of re-looking at swimming lessons to kind of see how we can do things a little better. But we're working through that process to get the right staff in the right positions for both the camps and the aquatic program. We will be we're in the process of hiring and bringing on two new full-time recreation leaders. One of those gentlemen starts this Monday, and then the other one will be starting in about a couple weeks or so, 2 to 3 weeks-ish.
Are you talking about Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah, Brandon actually already works for us. We're just transitioning him into the new position.
But both of those, both these two new positions, we're kind of use them in a more of a program base as opposed to a center base. Although we've been working out of my office as well as the centers, but we're kind of looking at them at how can we best utilize their skills and abilities. So it's going to be more, let's say, working with the basketball league or doing some youth outreach as opposed to being dedicated to one center or the other. But they'll be both here in the next month. We'll have two new folks trying to taking some of the workload off our supervisors. We're just at this point kind of prepping for the summer season, getting things ready, such as the aquatics and the camp staff, and getting ready for the busy summer season for all of our camps and aquatics and everything else going on. Another project on my plate is kind of working through some of our old equipment and storage. We have a storage shed that we're kind of trying to figure out what exactly we have and what can we, you know, what do we no longer need, what is, you know, trash, or what is something that can be sent to the surplus. So that's a project, and part of it is to figure out what we have, what we don't need, and then kind of relook at how can we better use the storage shed and find out, maybe a better rate, a better facility, maybe something a little closer as well to what we need it for.
Very good. Is that recreation, special services?
Special services, we've made a decision and hired a new marketing manager who is going to hopefully start March 20th. She's got some experience that we've been looking for, and she's going to team up with Vicki and
she's local
to the future. Yeah, she is local. So she's real excited about coming on board. In addition to that, Kathy's involved in interviews for our new division head, which is going to be over the Discovery Center and Cultural Arts with the transition of Melissa and Suzanne, which we talked about. Melissa
leaving. Well, I knew about Melissa leaving, but Suzanne's still here, right?
She's transitioning.
Suzanne is transitioning to, we have a horticulture supervisor
position. Yeah.
And you know that's what she loves. Yes. So she's going to transition into that.
Yeah.
Very
good.
She's
probably going to sleep at night because we've been driving her nuts with how we handle the horticulture stuff. And now she's going to be controlling it.
Yeah.
So we decided to use that opportunity. The city manager's office has been wanting to elevate the cultural arts program a little bit. It's kind of buried within our department, so we're going to create a cultural arts division, and the Discovery Center and the cultural arts program are going to be under that division. We took one of their positions and created that, so we didn't create a new position.
What is under cultural arts?
Well, we have the Art and City Spaces program, so all the art, all these hanging art galleries that you see around that. The sculpture program in Tuscola Park, the art incubator program.
Okay, so it doesn't have anything to do with different cultures?
No.
Okay.
No. And then different art exhibits around town. First Friday Art World.
Right, okay, all right.
So we're going to combine those, create a division. We've got two full-time supervisors now at Discovery Center. One runs the exhibit program, one runs the general center and programs. And then we're going to hire a cultural arts supervisor and then a division head over both. So it's going to help. I think it'll help Discovery Center to elevate that in the community. Just the goal is to make those a little more visible. They're,
right.
Tell you how many people say, I didn't even know the Discovery Center was there.
Yeah, right. It's true.
And then also, did you mention earlier that Terry Moore has left?
Didn't get that far.
Yeah, so Terry's not here anymore, and so we're in the process of hiring an assistant director.
Why are all these good people leaving?
Some is money. They're looking to make more money. Melissa, by the way, is going to still stay very active in the cultural arts program. She's going to go on to the MAX board. She's probably going to come on as a consultant to us for the We're going to develop a cultural arts plan, master plan next year.
In the past year, we have discussed very much people leaving, so I think it might be a good idea to address retention.
We do.
With City Council, are they supportive?
Yeah, and you know, we did a pay study, and that's part of, some of it was we had some people who were in key positions that were ready for retirement.
And that's so true.
Yeah, I mean, losing our Parks Division head.
But there are a couple of people that we've brought in that have left very quickly.
Right.
That we were really excited about it. Right, we were excited about them coming on board.
3 days.
So it's surprising enough to me that, I mean, maybe because it's, we talk about, I don't know.
Some of it has to do with when you hire people who live elsewhere, if they have homes in those places that they're not able to sell.
We've talked about that.
Because he wasn't able to sell his home. Some of it, you know, and we've done a complete analysis within our department of why do we have the turnover we have.
Do we come to any resolution?
Most of them are explainable. So there's, you know, we can't fix the fact that someone can't sell their home in their other community, you know, where they came from, or that their family decided they didn't want to relocate. So there's, Suzanne's not leaving. She's just moving to another department. We sometimes employees terminate themselves just through, you know, things they do. But for the most part, when you look at it, the unexplainable turnover in the department's relatively small.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anything else with special services?
We've got, you know, a couple of events. Earthfest Arbor Day is coming up soon, which is a great one. And we had a long meeting today about the A Day to Remember concert, March
18th. Yeah.
Sold out. Biggest one we've done yet.
It's going to be good.
Like 7,000 people are going to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be a big deal, I guess. That's not my kind of music, but I'm going to be here.
Oh, but you should look at the video.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be here.
Did you see the home?
I saw the Ocala video, which was great.
It was very good,
Is it on YouTube or something?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is.
Where can I see that video?
Just Google ADTR Ocala.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you Google A Day to Remember, it'll pull up their website. All their songs are on there.
Yeah, pretty big deal. So, and I can't think of anything else for special services, really.
All right, comments by board members?
Are you bringing Ira back?
Irie has applied for a position.
Really?
Matter of fact, both of our, I won't go into all the details, but both of our former division heads have applied to come back.
That's so exciting.
Assistant position. We have quite a few applicants for that position. Yeah. I think right now I have it narrowed down to, I think it's 9 or 10. Our local applicants will get, they'll get an interview. And then, but quite a few with a lot of experience. Just it'll be a matter of if it's really the right experience once you get into a conversation with them.
Sure. Any other comments by board members? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'm second.
All in favor?
All in favor, dismiss and say aye.
All in favor, aye.
Wow. What timing is it?
Wow.
We should read the attendance to
you. You know when you're going to get your speech. But thank you for showing up.
That was perfect.
It takes forever to get across town.